7th chapter, heading Salvation of Trinavarta. Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is always full of six appliances, namely complete wealth, complete strength, complete prema, complete knowledge, complete beauty, and complete renunciation. As such, in his complete eternal form, the Lord appears in different eternal forms of incarnation. The conditioned soul has immense opportunity to hear about the transcendental activities of the Lord in different incarnations. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that janma karma medibhram, the pastimes and activities of the Lord are not material. They are beyond material conception, but there are so many activities of the Lord, and for the benefit of the conditioned soul, so that they can hear such activities, although uncommon, but they have the opportunity to associate by hearing those activities, means evolving a transcendental nature simply by hearing. Conditioned soul has a natural aptitude to hear something about other conditioned soul in the form of fiction, a drama, novel. That inclination to hear something about others may be utilized for hearing the pastimes of the Lord, by which they can immediately evolve their transcendental nature. Such pastimes are not only very beautiful, but also very much pleasing to the mind. If somebody takes the advantage of hearing such pastimes of the Lord, the material contamination, dust accumulated in the heart due to long association with material nature can be immediately cleansed up. Lord Chaitanya also recommended that simply by hearing the transcendental holy name of the Lord, Krishna, one can cleanse the heart of all material contamination. There are different processes for self-realization, but this process of devotional service, of which hearing is the most important function, adopted by any conditioned soul, will be automatically cleansed of the material contamination, and they will be able to realize his real constitutional position. Our conditional life is due to this contamination only, and as soon as this contamination are cleared off, naturally the dormant function of the living entity to render service to the Lord become manifest. Such development of the eternal relationship with the Supreme Lord, one becomes eligible to create friendship with devotees. Maharaj Parikshit therefore recommended by his practical experience that everyone should try to hear about the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. This Krishna treatise is meant for that purpose, and the readers will take advantage of such hearing for attaining the ultimate goal of human life. Next one. The Lord, therefore, out of his causeless mercy, descends on this material world and displays his activities just like ordinary man. Unfortunately, the impersonalist or the atheist class of men, they take Krishna as one of them, ordinary man, and deride at him. That is condemned in the Bhagavad Gita by the Lord himself, Abhijananti Mana Moodha. The Moodhas are the rascals. They take Krishna as ordinary man or little powerful man, but they cannot accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead out of their great misfortune. Sometimes such misfortunate persons misrepresent themselves as incarnation of Krishna without any reference of the authoritative scripture. Next up, when Krishna grew up a little more and from a lying down position, he began to turn himself backside up. Another function was observed by Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. And as such, they arranged for the birth ceremony of the Lord, as it is still observed by all the followers of the Vedic principles. The birthday ceremony of Krishna is observed in India by all Hindus, irrespective of their different sectarian views. In that function, all the cowherds, men and women, were invited to participate in that jubilation, and there was nice band party playing, and people assembled were enjoying. All the learned Brahmins also were invited, and they were chanting Vedic hymns for auspiciary of Krishna's life. And along with the chanting of the Vedic hymns and playing of the bands, Krishna was being bathed by Mother Yashoda. This bathing ceremony is technically called Abhishek. And up to that, this Abhishek ceremony observed in all the temples of Vrindavan on the occasion of Janmashtami, or the birthday anniversary of Lord Krishna. Next, on that occasion, Mother Yashoda arranged for distributing large quantity of grains and first-class cows decorated with golden ornaments for being given in charity to the learned, respectable Brahmins. She therefore took bath and dressed herself nicely, and taking child Krishna duly dressed and bathed on her lap, and sat down to hear the Vedic hymns chanted by the Brahmins. While hearing the chanting of the Vedic hymns, the child appeared to be feeling asleep, and therefore Mother Yashoda very silently laid down him on the bed. On account of her being engaged in deceiving all the friends and relatives resident of Vrindavan on that holy function, she forgot to feed the child with milk. While the child was crying, being hungry, Mother Yashoda could not hear the cry on account of various kinds of noise on the occasion. Child, however, became angry on account of being hungry and mother not paying any attention to him. He lifted his legs and he began to mock his lotus feet just like ordinary child. Baby Krishna was laid down just underneath a hand-driven cart. And while the child was throwing the legs, it touched the wheel of the cart and accidentally the cart fell down or topsy-turvied. Various kinds of utensils and brass metal dishes were piled up in that hand cart, and all of them fell down with great sound. The wheel of the cart separated from the central hub, and the spokes of the wheel were all broken and scattered hither and thither. After this happening, Mother Yashoda, along with all the gopis, as well as Maharaj Nanda, along with all other cowherds, men who assembled there to observe the holy function, became amazed and astonished how the cart could fall down automatically. All the men and women who were assembled in that function, all of them crowded that place and began to suggest in their own ways how the carts could fall down. And all of them could not ascertain the cause of the carts falling down. At that time, some small children were entrusted to play with baby Krishna, informed the crowd that it was Krishna who struck his leg on the wheel of the cart, and thus the cart fell down. To assure the crowd that all of them had seen their own eyes how it happened, and they strongly asserted the point. While some of them were listening to the statement of the small children, others said, how could you believe the childish statement of these children? Cowherds, men and women could not understand. The all-powerful Supreme Personality of Godhead was lying there as a baby, and he could do everything impossible. He could do possible, impossible, and impossible, possible. That was in his power. While the discussion was going on, in the meantime, baby Krishna cried. Mother Yashoda, without remonstration, picked up her child on the lap and immediately called for the learned Brahmins to chant holy Vedic hymns just to counteract the action of the evil spirit. At the same time, she allowed the baby to suck her breast. It is a test if the child sucks the mother's breast nicely, it is to be understood that he is out of all danger. After this, all the stronger cowherds, men who were present there, put the broken cart in order, and all the things scattered were set up nicely as before. Learned Brahmins thereafter began to offer oblations to the sacrificial fire with sugar, butter, and the grass known as kusha, along with water, and thus they worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead for auspicity of the child. Next paragraph. The Brahmin who were present at that time, they were all qualified because they were not envious, they never indulged in untruth, they are never proud, they are never violence. They never claimed any false prestige. And as such, they are all bona fide Brahmins, and there was no reason to think that their blessings would be useless. Nanda Maharaj thus, with fond faith on the qualified Brahmins, took his child on the lap and bathed him with water mixed with various herbs, and while the Brahmins were chanting hymns from Vedas, Rig, Jaju, and Sama. That's why it is said that without being a qualified Brahmin, nobody should read the mantras of the Vedas. Here is the proof that the Brahmins, who are all qualified in the Brahminical symptoms, and Maharaj Nanda had full faith in them, therefore they were allowed to perform the ritualistic ceremonies by chanting the Vedic mantras. There are many different varieties of sacrifices recommended to be performed for different purposes, but the mantras are to be chanted by qualified Brahmins. Because in this age of Kali, such qualified Brahmins are not available, all such Vedic ritualistic sacrifices are forbidden. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has therefore recommended only one kind of sacrifice in this age, known as Sankirtan Yajna, or simply chanting the Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. As the Brahmins chanted the Vedic hymns and performed the ritualistic ceremonies for the second time, Nanda Maharaj again gave in charity huge quantity of grains and many cows to the Brahmins. All the cows which were given in charity to the Brahmins were covered with nice garment, gold embroidery works, and the horns were bedecked with golden ring. The hoofs were covered with silver plate, along with garlands of flowers. Thus, for the auspicity of his wonderful child, he gave in charity those cows, and the Brahmins in return bestowed the child with heartfelt blessings. And as it is stated above, the blessings offered by such Brahmins were never to be baffled. After this incident, one day, Mother Jasoda, taking his baby on the lap, was patting one day. But on that day particularly, she felt the baby too heavy, and being unable to carry the baby on the lap, she unwillingly placed the baby on the ground. And after a while, she became engaged in the household affairs. That time, one of the servants of Kansa, known as Trinavarta, instructed by Kansa, appeared there in the shape of whirlwind and picked up the child on his shoulder. After this, he created a great dust storm all over Vrindavan with great sound in all directions. And on account of dust storm, everyone's eyes became covered. Within a few moments only, the whole area of Vrindavan became densely dark. As a result, nobody could see himself or anyone else. During this great catastrophe, Mother Jasoda could not see her baby was taken away by the whirlwind, and Jasoda began to cry very piteously. She immediately fell down on the ground, exactly like the cow who lost her calf very recently. When Mother Jasoda was so piteously crying, all the cowherd's women immediately came there. All of them began to search out the baby everywhere, but they were after all disappointed without finding the baby. That's why the Trinabhata demon who took away baby Krishna on his shoulder got high in the sky, but the baby, assuming too much heavy burden, he could not go very far off from the ground and was obliged to stop his activities as whirlwind, and immediately everything appeared to be peaceful. Krishna baby, however, assumed too much heavy and began to hang down, catching hold the neck of the demon. The demon, Trinabhata, thought the baby as if a big mountain. He tried to get out of the clutches of the baby, but he was unable to do so. When the demon was unable to get out of the clutches of the baby, his eyes came out from the socket. Crying very fiercely, immediately fell down to the ground of Vrindavan as dead body. The child was sitting on the body of the demon. The demon fell down on the ground exactly like Tripurasura, who was pierced by the arrow of Lord Shiva. And while the demon fell down on the stone chunk, every part of his limb became mashed on it. And thus it became visible to all the inhabitants of Vrindavan. When the gopis saw that the demon is killed and the child, Krishna, was very happily playing on his body, immediately they picked up Krishna with great affection. And all the cowherd's women headed by Jasoda and cowherd's men headed by Nanda became so much happy by getting back their beloved child Krishna. That time they began to talk how wonderful it is that the demon took away the child for devouring, but he could not do so. Instead of that, he came down as dead body. Some of them supported the situation. This is the right thing, because those who are too much sinful, they die out of that sinful reaction, and our child Krishna is pious, therefore he is saved from all kinds of fearful situation account of his equanimity. It is concluded, however, that we must have had performed great sacrifices in our previous life towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for we gave in charity great wealth and tanks, distributed money in charity, acted very philanthropically for the general welfare of men. And on account of such past activities, the child is today saved from what sort of austerity and penances we must have had done in our previous life, or must have worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead and offered different kinds of sacrifices, made charities, or performed many welfare activities for the public, such as toying and Benny and Tree and extravagating wealth, Thomas saw that as the result of such past activities, we have got again back our child, even though he was supposed to be dead. Now he has come again back to live his relatives. Nanda Maharaj also, after observing such wonderful happenings, began to think of the words of Vasudeva again and again. Sometimes after this incident, one day when Jasoda was feeding her child breast milk, patting her beloved Krishna with great affection, there was a profuse supply of milk from her breast. And when Mother Jasoda was opening the mouth of the child by pushing her fingers through the mouth, at that time she saw the universal manifestation within the face. She saw within the mouth of Krishna the whole sky, the whole luminaries, stars, all directions, the sun, moon, fire, air, seas, islands, mountains, rivers, forests, and all other movable and immovable entities within the mouth. Mother Jasoda, after seeing the whole universe within the mouth of Krishna, began to throb in his heart, murmur within herself how wonderful this is. So she could not express anything, but simply closed her eyes and was absorbed in such wonderful thoughts. This incident of showing the universal form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even when the Lord was lying down on the lap of his mother, proves that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is always the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Either he manifests himself as a child on the lap of his mother, or in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, concoction of the impersonalities, that one can become God by meditation or by some artificial means of material activities is falsified here. God is always God in any condition or any status of manifestation, and the living entities are always the part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, but they can never be equal with the inconceivable supernatural power of the Supreme Personality of God. Thus, in the 7th chapter of Bhaktivedanta summary study of Krishna, the matter of salvation of the demon known as Trinavarta